Abu al-Husayn had just finished the Asr prayer and he was sitting in the mosque surrounded by his companions. Suddenly, a man appeared in the mosque and started addressing the assembly in the mosque. He said, "I'm hungry. Can someone feed me? I have nothing to wear. Can someone provide clothes for me? And I am a wayfarer lost miles away from home. Can someone provide for me so that my needs will be fulfilled?" No one said anything. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad." He said to the man, "I personally do not have anything to help you, but I will send you to a home where all your needs will be fulfilled." The man of the house loved Allah and his prophet. And Allah and his prophet loved the inhabitants of that house. "That is the house of Ahlul Bayt of Nubuwwah, where the family of my daughter Fatima Zahra lives." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam beckoned to Bilal so that he may take the stranger to the house of Fatima Zahra, which was right beside to the mosque. Bilal did that. The man came to the door and said, "My salam to you, O Ahlul Bayt of Nubuwwah, O the inhabitants of the house where Jibreel descends and where other angels come and go. I'm hungry, please feed me. I have no clothes, please provide some clothes for me. And I am lost way far away from home. Please help me get back home." Fatima Zahra heard the voice. She looked around. The only thing she could see in the house was a goat skin, one on which her two children, Hassan and Hussein, used to sleep. She picked up the goatskin and came to the door. She extended the goatskin to the stranger from behind the door and said, "Please take this and fulfill your needs." The stranger looked at the goatskin and replied, "What can I do with this? It will not subsist for anything." Fatima Zahra thought, and then she realized she was wearing a necklace. It was a wedding gift from her daughter of Hamza bin Abdul Sultan. Fatima Zahra took the necklace off and gave it to the stranger. The stranger came back to the mosque and showed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam what he had been given by Fatima Zahra. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at the necklace and his eyes filled up with tears. Prophet Muhammad turned to the stranger and said, "Fatima Zahra has fulfilled your needs. Now you must pray for her." The man raised his hands to the heaven and said, "Ya Allah, give Fatima Zahra all that which no eyes have ever seen and no ears that have ever heard." Hazrat Amr Yasir was also among the companions. He said to the stranger, "Are you selling that necklace?" The man replied, "Yes." Thus, Hazrat Amr Yasir bought the necklace for 300 dirhams. That was sufficient money for the stranger to buy food, clothing and horse. And soon he was on his way. Hazrat Amr Yasir came home. He wrapped the necklace in a Yemeni chadar and doffed it with fragrance. Hazrat Amr Yasir had a slave boy named Saad. He gave the necklace to the boy and asked him to take it to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Amr Yasir also said to Saad that he had too was given away to Prophet Muhammad as a gift. Prophet Muhammad said to Saad, "Take this necklace to Fatima Zahra, and after that you are a free man." As Saad returned the necklace to Bibi Fatima Zahra in return from her house, he laughed. People who had been watching the whole thing asked Saad for the reason of his laughter. Saad replied, "What a glorious necklace. It came out of a house, fed a hungry man, clothed a naked man, and provided a lost way for her. It then freed a slave from its bond and then returned to its rightful owner." Moral of the story. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, the Muslim at large, to be grateful to anyone who provides any kind of help. The best expression of that attitude is doing a dua for your benefactor. Bibi Fatima Zahra did not need any dua from a stranger, but that was the teaching of Prophet Muhammad. The legacy continued in the prophet's own family, and each and every member of that family provides the best example for social and personal morality. So on.
Amen.